always worry if I forget something. So, okay, we're just starting the Gemara now in the Yerushalmi Makos. So, Omer Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, you see it? Hakol haya bichlal lo sanevri achayit shaker. So, when if the Torah says don't bear false testimony, okay, Adam Zomim are doing just that. You couldn't have seen this because you were someplace else. The Gemara wants to establish a fundamental point about the law of Adam Zomim. It's not about the testimony, it's about the witnesses. Okay, because if it's about the testimony, why should I believe these two more than those two? The original two witnesses become the object of new testimony. Okay? So everything is included by Lo Sanavei Echad Shaker. That's the default position of our Mishnah if we can't fulfill the rule of Kasher Zamam Lo, as we saw last time in the Pnei Moshe, right? The Diyukim that they had, right? Lo Velo Lazaro, right? Okay? Yotzava Asisim Lo Kasher Zamam La Sos Le'achiv, right? You get it? So why does the Torah have to say another rule? Like Adam Zomim, if it was Adam Zomim, just let them be punished by Lo Sanavei Echad Shaker. Right? So what's this din? V'asisem lo kasher zamam la'asos le'ochiv. Es sha'at yachol l'kayem bo v'asisem lo kasher zamam v'gomer. At m'kayem bo. Lo saneh. V'et she'en at yachol l'kayem bo v'asisem lo kasher zamam la'asos le'ochiv. Ein at m'kayem bo lo saneh v'recha. Okay, this is about all we can do today, because we're trying to make an important klal, which when we get to the next one, the next statement in the Gemara is going to be something slightly different than this, okay? And so the two diyukim that the Gemara wants to make with this statement, we did last time with the Pnei Moshe. Right. If as long as it fits exactly, kasher zomam also like zomam asadeh v'tikochehu in Eish Hayil. What is zomam? Kol asher yozmu la'asos. The mem is doubled like a lot of words like that in Hebrew. It means that there is a conspiracy. They plotted this out. They thought of it in advance. And zomam, it's not a conspiracy for this woman to buy a field, but what she has to do is survey it. She has to think it over. So it's like these guys are serving. This is why when witnesses testify, they testify separately. And they're asked a whole series of questions. And the Mishnayos and Maseches Sanhedrin, the Gemara is elaborate, of course, but that tell us which questions, if they answer wrong or if they contradict one another, are game breakers and which questions can still be satisfied. So what is this opinion saying? That if kasher zamam la asos la mo cannot be fulfilled, right? So ein at mekayem bo lo sanev reacha. Right now, what that looks like right now, because there's going to be another opinion, is that if it's not rasisa lo kasher zamam la asos lo achiv, then he's also not violating lo sanev reacha yitshaker. We'll see that's certainly not the conclusion of the Yerushalmi. Right? That's the whole point of our first Mishnah, is that if for some reason we can't fulfill Kasher Zamam, well, why not? I wanted him to go into Galus, so I go into Galus. Right? I wanted to... maybe we should do that for Kihun also. I wanted to ruin his life regarding Truma, so it's Mishair, how much he would have made from getting all these things. Right? Those are the diukim again you made last time. So this is the what our Gemara is trying to get into now. And I'm sorry, we don't have so much time now. Is what is the halachic relationship between v'asisa lo kasher zamam la'asos la'achiv and lo sanav reichoy shaker? That's what we're going to start answering next time. Okay, right. For kasher zamam, he's going to get another malchus for lo sa'aneh. Right? Okay, here's the fundamental question. This guy is getting malchus, who said that he's not a kohen. He goes to galus. What's he getting malchus for? Is it for kasher zamam la'asos l'achiv? It's just that we're not able to do that, so we're getting Venus instead. In which case, you get another one for lo sa'aneh. Right? Every Adam Zomim who can't get the Torah Sazoma gets 80 Malkus. Oh, okay. 78. Mm. Okay? That's what's going on here. All right?
You're saying that's the dinner? Is that the
he's
question?
He's not suggesting that if we can't do Torah Sazam on you, we're not getting Malkus. That would contradict the Mishnah. We're wondering, when we can't give Torah Sazama for the two examples the Mishnah gives, and then the Bavli gives a whole series of examples, if we can't give him Torah Sazama, what is the nature of that Malkus? Is it for Vasisa lo kasher zamam lasos le'achiv? It's just that we can't do kasher zamam, so we give him something else? Or is it, no, that's out of the question. Let's do lo san ebrechoit shakir. Let's get him for that. Right. We're going to get him for something. Okay. Right. We'll continue that next time.